elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Church, say amen. If we didn't have such a jam-packed day, amen, I probably could have stayed here for the next 23 hours. Amen. But if you have the Bible, very familiar text, Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I just want to talk about God's power at work in us. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God's power is at work in you. Many of you have heard me say many times that the book of Ephesians is a very special book. Amen. Granted that 2 Timothy, Paul writes at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, he says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But even with scripture, there are some high points. Y'all don't mind if I take my time. There are some high points. You see, a traveler may have seen many beautiful mountain views, but when he or she comes to the Alps, he or she says, wow, here is a place to stop for a while and just gaze at the beauty. And it is the same way with the book of Ephesians. I have said that the book of Ephesians is, to me, one of Paul's most powerful letters. Because Paul does something in chapters 1, 2, and 3 where he lays a doctrinal foundation. And then verses 4, 5, and 6, he tells the believer, I'm talking about you and I, he tells us how we ought to behave. Go back and read it. Amen.
Good news.
He tells us, praise God. You see, and in this third chapter, we find that the Apostle Paul talks about this great mystery. He declares it in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6, and this is the mystery. He said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, amen, of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. In other words, he's laying open this gospel for each and every last one of us and everybody in here today. Praise God, if you are not a Jew, you ought to be clapping for joy. Because he opened up this thing called salvation for you being a Gentile. Paul did not just stop there in his doctrinal teaching. He made this after making this mystery known, but Paul even said, praise God, that it was him. And he calls himself the less, praise God, than the least of all saints, whom God gave the message to preach, to teach, to live before men, the unsearchable riches, praise God,
of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We find that Paul writes this letter, amen, from a prison cell.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is one of his prison epistles.
Yeah.
History tells us somewhere between 60 and 64 AD. And as he explains this mystery, praise God, and his calling to preach unto the Gentiles, if you would look at verse 14.
Yes, sir.
Paul begins to pray.
Yeah.
How many of y'all in here are glad that we have the power to pray?
Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What a power that we have. We see that he begins to pray.
Yeah.
And there are four specific things, amen, that he prays and asks God about.
Yeah.
You look at verse 16, he asks God that the church, that it might be strengthened.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
With might. Yeah. Praise God. With the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
In their inner man.
Yeah.
Can I remind, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
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 Yeah. Neighbor.
Just in case you didn't know.
Just in case.
You the church. And what he's saying, that you be strengthened, amen, with God's Spirit in your inner man. In other words, he is asking that the Holy Spirit indwells in our lives, praise God, as we go about representing the church of God. Oh, there's a reason for that. I'm not going to get into that all that today, because if I did, we'll be here until 2 o'clock this evening.
Yeah.
But praise God. But that was the first thing he asked. But the second thing that he asks is in verse 17. He says that Christ dwells in their hearts by faith. Oh, Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all don't know how powerful that is.
Yeah.
Amen. He said that he dwells in our hearts, praise God. In other words, he wanted them to know that it is through grace that we are saved by faith, not of yourselves. Because he didn't want any one of y'all to be walking around here trying to be braggadocious. Praise God, about what you've done. What I've done. Look what I've done. No, he's letting you know that it was his unmerited grace, praise God, that you are saved through faith in him. Third thing that he asks, that we know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge. Oh, how important that is. You see, if we know the love of Christ and apply that love in our hearts, praise God, we will love one another. And when we love one another, we will forgive one another. When we forgive one another, we will serve one another. So Paul is praying these things. And then when I look at that last thing that he prays for in 19th verse, the B clause of the 19th verse, he said that they be filled with the fullness of God. How many of y'all want to be filled with the fullness of God? Man, every hand should have went up. Every leg should have gone up. Every toe should have gone up. You want to know why? Because if you are full of the fullness of God, there will be no room for the foolishness of men. Amen. So he prayed for those things. Amen. And then after that, he began to praise God. Because those of you all that been around the church know that. Now unto him
that is able. Amen. To do.